Good morning and welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. I went to a private Christian school from kindergarten through 12th grade in Indianapolis called Heritage Christian School. Shout out to the Eagles. It was a wonderful school to go to grow up in and learn about the Word of God. We had chapel every week, and one of the songs we used to sing was called Jesus Loves the Little Children. And it goes, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black, brown, and white. All are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And I believed that, and I still do. However, not all the people love God's children of the world, red and yellow, black, brown, and white. Once again, within a span of 3 weeks, another black man has been killed, this time by a police officer. His name was George Floyd. Regardless of what he did before he was detained, the man was clearly detained under control and no longer a threat. A white police officer had his knee on his neck. The man is saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. The man died. There's no reason for this. The church must be concerned about the social injustices in our world. The complacency and apathy of the evangelical church, supporting a casual Christian mentality and lifestyle, has contributed to the casualty of racism. The victim can rarely change the situation. So we need our white brothers and sisters to stand up and say, not on my watch. You have the power to force other white people to listen to you. That's not a bigoted statement. It's a fact. We have pretended and acted like Christians long enough. God doesn't need actors. He needs evangelists. It's time to really be a Christian like the Good Samaritan. I get that some of you have not had my experience, the black experience. I cannot change the color of my skin. I will be this way until I'm called home to be with the Lord. Yet you do know what happened to George Floyd was not right. The man was clearly detained again and was not a threat. No, you may not be able to see racism through the lens of a black person because you have not had our experience. However, if you are a Christian, you can see through the lens of the love of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say? Don't curse, bless. Live in harmony with one another. Don't return evil for evil. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Overpower evil with good. Now you may be saying, well, what about police officers? I love police officers. I have no problem with law enforcement. I back the blue. These men abused their authority. The Bible is clear on respecting authority and doing what authority tells you to do. I agree with complying with law enforcement as a citizen and a Christian. Jesus revered human life and increased the social consciousness of the world. We know that racism is the work of the enemy. The evilness of racism is rooted in the vile hatred of the enemy for God's people. Many in our nation have rejected Christ, and he is not in their hearts, and he is not in their homes, and he is not in their businesses. So the Holy Spirit is not in control of their lives. If you really want to help the black community with this systemic problem of racism, then everyone must acknowledge there is a problem. You have to get to know the trials and the sufferings and the challenges of being black or Hispanic or Muslim or whatever. Next, you need to stand with your brothers and sisters of color, including Latinos or whoever is suffering. because what breaks God's heart should break yours. And I assure you that racism causes Christ to cry. The Bible says, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. All behavior is purposeful and rooted in belief. If a person has a spirit of pride, they will believe they are better than someone else and act accordingly. If a person has a spirit of fear and has been raised that way, they will act accordingly to protect themselves. These spirits, again, devices of the enemy. Sin is real. Racism is sin. Jesus is the answer. The root of this problem is a lack of respect and love for our fellow man. The answer is the saving grace of the gospel and redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. So to my white evangelical Christian brothers and sisters, white people, period. You know this is wrong. You've seen it with your own eyes now. Before, things were not recorded, and maybe you really were oblivious to what was going on in our communities, but now you know. You no longer have an excuse. We need your help. I'm asking personally for your help. I need you to pray. I need you to act on this, and I need you to preach about it in your pulpits and speak about it on your platforms and in your living rooms and on your jobs. Conversations need to be had. It's time to be real with one another. It's time to get to know each other more intimately on a personal level, to understand each other's struggles in order to help each other. Let's be the Good Samaritan. Let's really be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. I hope you share this podcast. God bless you.